Kirk Swanson with Transitions Hospice with me today. Kirk, good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning.
And we are coming up. It's October already. We've got the leaves changing, temperatures. Well, this weekend actually fairly mild for, you know, mid-end of October. But the holidays, you know, they are approaching up. And this is one of those times where, you know, maybe you haven't seen family all year long. And you're coming in, you know, you got a lot of gatherings going on. You're going to be visiting a little bit more. You're starting to notice maybe a family member getting a bit of a decline, whether it's your folks or maybe it's even an aunt and uncle, you know, something like that. How does somebody maybe start that conversation without being offensive or trying to tell that person, you know, what to do? How do you start that where hospice care may need to be involved?
Right. You know, we see that a lot. You know, somebody that's with a loved one day after day may not see the decline that somebody that hasn't seen them all year, you know, last time they saw them was last holiday season. They come back into town and, you know, really notice a significant change. It is a difficult conversation to start, you know, just discussing it and talking about it. You know, if you have a family member that you're noticing it with, you know, starting with their caregiver or their family and, mm-hmm. you know, just starting the discussion, say, hey, you know, we noticed some changes in them since the last time we've seen them. You know, we're just looking for resources for people, mm-hmm. you know, starting that conversation sooner. So if you are a family member or your loved one is noticing some changes, you know, start the research, start thinking about it. You know, it doesn't mean it's going to be tomorrow, but at least, you know, put it in play so that you know what your options are when you get further along. Whether that's starting with the primary care physician, you know, just discussing the changes that they're seeing and see if this is maybe the start of this, mm-hmm. this end of life cycle. Mm-hmm. But knowing it ahead is going to help you prepare for mm-hmm. when it starts becoming more active.
Say it is maybe your mom or dad is having this and you come and see him, you notice there's a decline going on. You try to talk to them about it. They're being very defensive about it, brushing it off. You have that, you know, you may not be able to answer this, but you have that, you know, doctor-patient confidentiality. How can the son or daughter mm-hmm. ask their mom or dad's primary care physician, you know, hey, I'm noticing something. Is there right. something I need to know, something I need to do?
Well, and you're right. In patients that are alert and oriented but still starting to decline can possibly get defensive. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe offering to go to an appointment with them. Mm-hmm. You know, see what the doctor has to say and maybe voice your concerns at that point. You know, being upfront and honest about what a situation you're dealing with is going to be the best way to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's not always a pleasant conversation, but, you know, and people hear the word hospice and they immediately start, you know, that puts the shields up and,
right.
well, I'm not dying, you know. Mm-hmm. No, but we're starting to see some changes and we want to make sure that we're providing the best care for you that we can.
Mm-hmm. And even if it is, you know, maybe, you know, just starting that decline, do you have family members come to you say, look, I'm worried about my folks. I don't know that hospice care is there yet. What kind of questions would you ask them? I say, okay, well, you know, what are symptoms or, right. or what's going on that you would ask somebody saying, I'm concerned about my parents?
You know, obviously weight loss is a big one. Mm-hmm. That usually is one of the first things that we see. You know, there's a decline in appetite. There's, you know, they just aren't eating but one meal a day, so they're starting to lose weight. You know, any type of confusion. Doesn't mean they have got dementia, but, you know, it can be meaning that other things are going on. Those are the two big ones off the top of my head that
sure.
I can think of that, you know, things to look for, just to be aware of their situation.
Mm. So we're talking with Kirk Swanson from Transitions Hospice today. So we kind of talked about, you know, those coming in, haven't seen their loved one, you know, maybe all year or what have you. Let's look at those that are taking care of somebody. I mean, they're actively doing this right. while trying to, you know, that sandwich generation, you know,
right.
taking care of their parents while taking care of their kids and sending them off. And maybe they're noticing some decline, but it's every day. You know, you see somebody every day, you don't always notice it until, you know, a couple months goes by. It's like, wow, this something really is
right.
going on. So when they come to you, is that a little more of an emergency situation? Like they've noticed this or?
You know, sometimes we have people to come to us and just want more information on mm-hmm. what, I mean, and that's the conversation starter, you know, right. And then we can, you know, we want to be sensitive to their privacy, obviously, but we right. can talk in general terms about, you know, things that are hospice appropriate and conditions and symptoms and that type mm-hmm. of thing, you know, providing that information just for things for them to look for, mm-hmm. you know, again, talking about the weight loss and, you know, maybe there's a change in the way they're doing their daily activities. You know, sure. maybe they're not able to do as much as they've been able to do in the past, mm-hmm. you know, and they're having to have more help. You know, and a lot of that conversation can sometimes lead to placement at a nursing home or an assisted living facility too, mm-hmm. you know, and that's usually the start of the progression is, mm-hmm. okay, they can't live alone. They can't do this. They need extra help. So, mm-hmm. You know, just things to look for. Again, it doesn't mean that somebody is appropriate right at that point, but at least to talk about it and find out what your options are for down the road. So
sure.
you're not in a crunch when the question comes up.
Yeah, having those, just being aware, I guess, right. a little more aware right. of what is going on.
And it's, you know, there are a lot of options out there for people in those situations. So figuring out what those options are ahead of time is mm-hmm. going to benefit everybody in the long run.
Talk about it before with Transitions Hospice. You know, you offer the medical, the nursing care, but mm-hmm. you have social workers that work for you guys. You've got chaplain care, and you're taking care of not only the patient but the family as well.
Right. You know, the holidays are stressful enough without throwing somebody with a medical condition in on top of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and having those chaplains and social workers to be a sounding board and you know, anticipatory grief is a huge issue for some family members. You know, they know what's coming and they know it's, you know, they're going to have a loss of a loved one and they start anticipating that and it can be a real challenge. So having somebody to talk to that's, you know, an expert in that field and be able to give them some coping tools mm-hmm. Is a huge benefit.
And also, you know, going, you know, kind of looking a little bit at it, maybe you've got one sibling that's with mom and dad all the time, taking care of them. You have another sibling that just comes in for the holidays. Then you get the siblings battling yeah. each other. And
well, right. And, you know, and we've seen that in the
sure.
past. And it's a challenge. You know, maybe the person that's with them every day is seeing the decline and somebody that is there every once in a while, you know, maybe isn't seeing it as mm-hmm. an issue or a concern. You've got to take it as it comes. And again, talking about it and working through those scenarios is going to be the best way to handle them.
Kirk Swanson with Transitions Hospice. If people want to find out more, maybe they want to start getting this conversation going, they're noticing something, or maybe it's just for themselves. You know, maybe you're 50 years old, but, you know, eventually something's going to happen. You just kind of want to start thinking about, you know, what is, you know, to come. How do we get in contact with you guys?
You know, the best way to start is going to be at transitionshospice.com on the internet. You know, our mm-hmm. website has a lot of information. You know, a good starting point. Obviously, if somebody has more detailed questions that they want to talk to somebody, you know, our toll-free number is going to be on there and they can get a hold of us and we'll find out who they need to talk to and get them in touch with that person.
Kirk Swanson, Transitions Hospice, thanks for coming in today.
All right. Thank you very much.